People might have seen this, a report that was designed to shed light on the causes and consequences of childhood obesity was released in the last few days by the British-Irish Parliamentary Assembly. And amongst its findings is the role that, say, promotions like, you know, bog off, buy one, get one free, have on shopping habits. And this is against the backdrop, obviously, of Ireland's deepening obesity crisis, one of the fastest, highest rates of childhood obesity, according to the WHO in the OECD. Well, our reporter, Harry Manning, has taken to the streets to ask people how we should go about tackling that problem.
It's a tricky one, isn't it? We're in the UK, we've rammed all this sport down everyone's throat, but I don't know if it's solved much of the problem. I saw something on BBC Wales about how in Iceland they give government money, about 300 quid a year to kids so they can go and play sports in the evenings and stuff like that. So I don't know if that's something that would be worth doing.
All these new brands of sweets targeted towards kids, like the fast food chains, their Happy Meals, they're all targeted toward kids as well. So I don't know if you can tackle that sort of advertising and marketing side of things, but there's a lot of power to be held there as well.
Parents have to be stricter on their kids, give them better diets, don't let them have their own way.
I think at the moment we keep focusing on the symptoms though, and all these taxes, and they're looking at all those elements. It has come back to education and a bit of understanding, and I think way more psychology to be introduced into schools.
Our cereals have way more sugar than like most other countries because we're so used to sugar in our diets and stuff, so they need to be cutting all that out. Like, we grow a lot of food, so we should be able to eat healthy, you know.
Yeah, that was the view from the street. I actually got the view as well of Fine Gael Senator Catherine Noon. She's a member of the British-Irish Parliamentary Assembly earlier. She believes that greater restrictions on junk food promotion in retail outlets is one of the keys to solving the problem.
The role that junk food promotion played was certainly something that I was aware of, but the report put some meat on that, for want of a better expression. So, you know, really what they're saying is that in Britain, 40% of the food in shopping baskets is bought on promotion. Now, I know this myself, actually, when I go to some of the bigger outlets. You're more inclined to go for whatever is on offer. It's not necessarily when it comes to just sweet things, but in general, you might be more inclined to buy a product if it's part of a promotional deal. So what's happening is that 40% of food consumed overall in the UK is being bought in that way. So clearly there's huge power, and one of your speakers in the Vox Pop there mentioned the power that food companies have and retailers have in that regard. So, you know, I don't want to get into the whole nanny state area and all of that, but really there is such a big problem here that unless we do something along these lines, along with lots of other measures, obviously, including, as one of the speakers in the Vox Pop said, education and understanding and the likes of home economics in school, we're really going to have a more and more massive problem in this area.
What sort of restrictions then would you like to see in place?
Well, I suppose just less of those type of promotions where if you buy three bars, you get from the price of 1.5, or, you know, in certain retailers I know, there's the large packets of sweets which have many portions in them are sold for, you know, €1 or €1.50 as opposed to €3 at all times. They just vary the ones that are sold.
But those are kids aren't doing the shopping. That's parents. Like, surely parents...
Oh, kids are in the shops with their parents.
I know, but come on. Like, the parents surely, they can say no.
Yeah, parents can say no. And one of your Vox Pop people mentioned that as well. It obviously, all of this comes back to a child's home and education and how their parents advise them and guide them, you know, that goes without saying. And if parents are buying the sweets on offer, they're there in the house for the child anyway. So the child doesn't need to buy them for them to be available to them. And the parents are being, you know, guided by the offers. Clearly, the stats show that it's having a real effect on what's being purchased. So,
I suppose what I'm getting at is parental responsibility. Like, is there, like, in an ideal world, you wouldn't need these restrictions. Parents would have to cop on to pump so much sugar into their kids.
But we don't live in an ideal world. And, you know, until people realise the damage that's being done, like, there are all sorts of studies that show that parents often don't even realise that their children are becoming overweight or obese, you know. So, you know, there's a huge debate to be had here, Ciarán, if you had the time. But really, if you want to focus on the issue that, you know, that we're to talk about, what I would suggest is that tax relief be given to retailers. So to encourage them to make measures like this. Now, I have to say that certain retailers have been very positive. You know, I had a little campaign of my own a few years ago about the pester power element and how, you know, there were so many sweets near tills. Now, you'll notice in a lot of the larger retailers, they have healthier options at the tills now, which is a little help to parents. I'm not saying that parents don't have to say no or, you know, that it's up to people ultimately at the end of the day what they do. But, you know, I think a voluntary code, which has been suggested, it actually has been developed and is likely to come into being in October, as far as I know. I've been on to the department about this. They're hoping to have a voluntary code for retailers that they sign up to. There'll be a public register of those who've signed up to it. And the idea would be that there'll be a catalogue of things, including marketing sweet foods and unhealthy foods,
yeah,
as they call them, high in fat, sugar and salt foods, won't be available to be marketed to children. So you will not have marketing in creches or schools or near places where children are, or after 9 p.m. at night.
Is it voluntary? Will a voluntary code be good enough? Obviously.
Well, if it's incentivised, it will be. I mean, it would probably be a bit harsh. We should certainly try it on a voluntary basis at first, and hope that there will be great uptake. Like, this isn't going to be solved. The problem that we have, where we're spending as a nation, you know, the cost overall is about 1.64 billion. There was a Safe Food survey that said that the amount that's being spent on obesity between healthcare, etc., is about 1.64 billion. Like, we have a serious problem to face up to. So it might seem trivial to be talking about these smaller points about, you know, things near the sweet things near the tills or promotional offers, but there clearly is a huge problem to be faced. And the Department of Health, the HSE, the food companies and advertisers they're getting together to develop this voluntary code, which I think is really positive. And if there's buy-in from the food companies and advertisers,
yeah,
I think it could bear fruit. Which is a funny pun there.
What say you to the argument, and I know they'll come in by text, 53106 is the text number anyone does want to get in touch, that people will say, look, the reason we buy unhealthy food, so much unhealthy food in our shopping baskets, is that it's cheaper. It costs me more money to eat healthy.
Yeah, but there's a certain responsibility. I agree. You know, it can be more expensive to eat healthily, and vegetables can be quite pricey. But, you know, the problem is that it's lower socioeconomic groups that actually have the highest prevalence of obesity in both children and adults. So we can't just say, you know, that that's the situation and accept it. You know, we have to actively work towards improving this situation,
yeah,
which is, as far as I'm concerned, very grave. And the National Obesity and Action Plan, you know, it has a plan for a 10-year period up to 2025. This voluntary code is part of it. You know, the question of socioeconomic inequality is a huge part in all of this.
Yeah.
And it's a public health issue.
All right, that was Fine Gael Senator Catherine Noone speaking to me a little bit earlier about that.